I'd like now to welcome Kim Brown. She is Executive Director of Girls, Inc. of Santa Fe, and Rinda Stevens. She's the Development and Events Coordinator there. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So what is Girls, Inc. all about?
Girls, Inc. What is it all about? Well, Girls, Inc. is all about empowering girls to succeed and overcome challenges. We've been in Santa Fe since 1955, so we're going on our 60th anniversary next year, which is quite amazing.
That's amazing.
It is amazing, yeah. So 60 years, we've been, I think, 57 of those in the building that we're in. So it's this old historic building downtown that many people drive by and aren't sure if it's a girls' school or if it's a cleaning service or if we do, you know, that's one of the hard things is
or
we
temp
get.
Temp service.
A temp service, yeah, because it says Girls, Inc. But yeah, so we provide programs, educational programs for girls 5 through 18 at our center and also out into the schools. And so our programs we're offering at about six different locations currently, maybe five. Five different locations currently out in the community.
And so what kind of programs are they?
All the programs are geared around teaching girls to be themselves and that there's a world of opportunity out there for them and how to kind of harness who they are as individuals and take and improve their own lives and improve the lives of people around them. So we do programs around preventing adolescent pregnancy, so preventing pregnancy, around teaching about science, math, and technology. Teaching about healthy boundaries and relationship building, a health and nutrition program. The list goes pretty much on and on, but everything's around academic support, life skills, and healthy lifestyles.
So what are some of the challenges that you see girls facing? I mean, when I was young, when we were young, there was all kinds of unbelievable sexism in the media, and then there's been a huge amount of feminist activity since then to try to deal with that. And sometimes I think, oh my God, the girls who are growing up today have it so good. And other times I think it's just as bad as ever. It just takes different forms.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. A few years ago, actually, our national organization, we are an arm of our national organization, and they did a survey. They wanted to see if we were still relevant. And so they did a study, and they hired a company to go out there and do a study. And what they found out is that girls more than ever are actually dealing with so many challenges, and they ended up calling it the Supergirl dilemma. And I think that's something we can all relate to. We, you know, we're supposed to be really great at school and also really wonderful mothers and work and have a full-time job. So there's,
right.
You know, we're all expected to be kind of this Supergirl
and be sweet and quiet and be loud and aggressive and
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And manage all these things.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we're extremely relevant in today's time. And you know, just to give you a couple stats, New Mexico has 1 in 4 girls are reported to be victims of sexual violence here in New Mexico.
Girls?
1 in 4 girls, yes.
Under the age of 18,
yes.
Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And we have the second highest birth rate in the nation, so girls in New Mexico
for teenagers,
yeah, teenage birth rate, and teens are more likely to report having sex before their age of 13 in New Mexico than any other place in the United States.
Heavens.
Yeah, before age 13.
What is that?
Did you even think of that when you were that age? I mean, I didn't. I don't know if I even knew what it was.
I think
at
I
that
was concentrating on bubble gum,
right? Well, you know, we are doing a program over at one of the middle schools, and I think last year, maybe the year before, in 7th grade, they had 5 or 6 babies that were born to girls that were in the 7th grade.
Well, the thing is that, I mean, I think there's a pretty dark story lurking here, which is that I think most girls, if they are empowered, they wait until they're emotionally and physically ready.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
And that is not 12 or 13 almost ever.
No.
And so if they're not ready and they're doing something anyway, then there is some kind of either cultural or overt in the situation coercion.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely cultural factors play into things and peer pressure and what's going around them. And, you know, the media also has sexualized girls at a very young age, and so I think they're seeing a lot of images on the media, and it's become too much of the norm.
So the two of you are hanging around with these girls, and what do you see? What do they tell you? What do they not tell you, but you've sort of figured out in other ways?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we don't actually hang out with the girls. We hire trained staff, and we actually do pretty extensive training with our staff so they can communicate effectively with girls. You know, a lot of people out there just think they can definitely work with kids, and that's not always the case. But and we also want them to, our staff, to always be communicating in a positive way. But, you know, the girls that have gone through our program, they say a lot of things. They actually feel a lot more empowered, I would say, than most other kids.
What I'm overhearing when I'm, you know, sitting out on the front porch or anything, and I'm overhearing them, their life at Girls Inc. is very different than their life at school and what they're facing at school. But they're, you watch them grow. I've had an opportunity now in the last couple of months just to see how girls are growing into themselves and realizing that they can take what they've learned at Girls Inc. and take it back to school and not allow the peer pressure, be able to cope with it better.
What are some examples of that? Like, what does that look like?
Just as simple as what they're wearing and if they're wearing makeup yet and, you know, how they need to be and the whole popular crowd and the way they, and the bullying that happens. The culture that we try to enhance is that of everyone is accepted. No matter what your body shape, no matter what you like to wear, whether you want to be feminine or you want to play sports, it doesn't matter. We celebrate every girl where they are. And so I think that it's giving them a sense of ownership in themselves, that they can go back to the situations that they face in school and feel empowered to not allow it to affect them and realize that it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
Yeah, it's all about showing them that there's a other way to think about things than what's always presented to you in front of your face. I mean, you know, one of the girls that we have in our program, I think she must be a junior or senior now in high school, and she, during her freshman year, for whatever reason, she just really struggled with getting good grades. And it wasn't that she's couldn't do the work. It was more that who she was hanging around with at school and that sort of thing. And then she came to our program over the summer before her sophomore year, and we talked to her, you know, how are your grades doing? What's going on with that? And so she came back to us, I guess, when she started her sophomore year at the end of that first semester, and she was so proud because she was getting straight A's because she realized that there was a different way that she could do things. She didn't have to get poor grades. She didn't, that wasn't something that she needed to do.
So for some kids, getting poor grades is a way of fitting in?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's other kids that, you know, come from families that, you know, aren't showing them all the different opportunities, and there's some families that are showing them all the opportunities, and they just need to hear it from someplace else.
Right.
It's all about how much information you can give to everyone out there. So, you know, at Girls Inc., we want girls to have all the information out there and let them be able to make their own positive decisions for themselves.
It is interesting to have, for girls to have role models who are not their parents, even if their parents are fabulous. You know, mom says, why don't you try this? And then somebody else says the same thing, and you're like, oh, what a great idea.
That's like teenager, right? Like, that's teenager 101. Have somebody else tell them the same thing as their parents told, and they'll listen to the other person.
And sometimes somebody who is like in between the parents' generation and their generation.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Bridging that gap a little bit, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and all of our programs are hands-on activities, so the girls are having fun when they're learning. And so, you know, for our teens in the summer, we do an outdoor adventure program, and they go rock climbing, and they do a ropes course, and they do rafting, and they go on a camping trip, and they do lots of hiking. So some of these girls have never been up to the mountains. They've never tried these types of things. And what we want them to do on all the girls when they're with us is to be in their learning zone. We want them to constantly be learning. We don't want them to be so far pushed into their panic zone, and we don't want them to be comfortable. We want them to be learning when they're with us. So they're doing all these hands-on activities and learning how to say stop, and doing a lot of role-playing and things like that. So
these are after-school programs and summer programs?
Yeah, we do a mixture. So we do programs at our center that are during out-of-school time. And then we also do programs in the schools as well as in the detention center. So we're doing a program at one of the elementary schools during school hours. It's an anti-bullying program for 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. Because what the schools are experiencing is how can they get girls and kids through their courses if there's two girls in the class that are constantly fighting, constantly giving each other dirty looks. How can they sit down and learn about math or learn about science? So we are, you know, helping build those relationships and showing girls that it doesn't have to be so much competition. You know, girls are consistently trying to compete with each other instead of working together.
Except when they're not.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's one of all the cliches about girls and about teenagers and things like that. They're not necessarily universal.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, at Girls Inc., our mission's inspiring all girls to be strong, smart, and bold. And really, we believe wholeheartedly that girls are already strong, smart, and bold. They just need an environment that they can really shine as their true selves, because no matter what their behavior is, they are capable beings. So.
We're talking to Kim Brown and Rinda Stevens of Girls Inc., which is here in Santa Fe and is about to celebrate its 60th anniversary. Quite amazing.
Yeah, it's quite amazing.
So do you have a sense of how the programs for girls and the challenges of girls have changed over those 60 years?
Yeah, the mission of, it used to be the girls' clubs up until 1990. And the mission of the girls' clubs and Girls Incorporated has always been really responsive to the changing needs of women. And so it used to be all about engaging girls and women to be productive community members, to volunteer, to learn how to sew, to learn how to cook, all of those things. And it really stemmed from the Industrial Revolution, because Girls Inc. nationwide has been around for about 150 years. So it stemmed from the Industrial Revolution and a lot of girls moving into urban settings and not having positive role models around them. And so the mission over time has really changed. And I think that's one thing that I really love about Girls Inc. It's stayed really responsive and really, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, but basically responsive.
Current.
Yeah, current. It stayed completely current to what the trends are with girls.
So you've got a number of things going on, including Luna Fest, which is a film festival happening this coming weekend, this Saturday.
Yes. It is this Saturday starting at 5:30. With a reception and silent auction at the Pop Gallery on Lincoln. And there'll be some yummy hors d'oeuvres and wine and beer to let down your hair at the end of a hard week. And we have over...
So not that part's not for the girls.
No.
It's for them in that whatever we raise helps us provide their programs. But this is for the adults and... we have over 100 wonderful donated things for the silent auction. A lot of handmade things. Every year we have the big arts and crafts show on the plaza. This last year was the 42nd. And about 70 of the artists donated their works for this. So that and community members that have come forward and given us gift certificates, things like that, it's just... Talk about being able to shop for the holidays early and get some really beautiful, one-of-a-kind things.
So, but tell us about the film festival.
Okay, so the film festival starts right after that at 7:30, directly next door at the New Mexico History Museum. And it is, this is a short film festival that travels around the country. It is produced by the Cliff Bar Luna people. It is short films by, for, and about women. So it's a really good fit for us in our mission. We are the only organization in New Mexico to have it. So it's kind of unique in that sense that there are 8 films, and each one ranging from 5 minutes to 15 minutes. But they'll take you through every bit of the emotional spectrum And it's something that you won't soon forget. In the past, I have I've heard from other people who've said that they've carried some of the messages all year long.
Yeah, it is interesting how a film can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year, you know, was the first time that I... This is our third annual holding Luna Fest. But last year was the first time that I attended. And, you know, there was times when I had tears in my eyes. And there's times where I'm just laughing. And then there was times when I was just like, wow, that was so profound. I definitely think if you like films or if you don't like films, this is a great avenue.
Who doesn't like films?
I know.
Everyone loves films.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. There has to be people out there that don't
Maybe.
Like films. Maybe.
But do you ever have men and boys going to these?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There are by, for, and about women, but I think, you know, of course, the majority of the people that are going are women, but there's men that definitely attend. And I think they get a lot out of it as well.
So it's the Luna Fest, which is a series of short films, and I love that they're touring the country. It means that everybody, all the girls who see them here, have like a bond with all the other girls in the country who've also seen them, even though they haven't.
Right. I actually think we're the only Girls Inc. across the country that sponsors this event. We do it in partnership with Luna Fest, and I think I don't know how many locations Luna Fest holds the event, but it's quite a few across the country. And the event, you know, I think we'll probably have a few girls that are there, but definitely the event is mostly for adults.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's not meant for girls. It's mostly for adults. The films are made for adults.
I was looking through them, and I was like, okay, there's one called Tryouts, which is
right
about teenagers, and there's one called, I think, a word that we can't say on the radio, which has to do with female breasts, I mean breasts. And there's one about chicas and all kinds of things. Oh, okay. I thought this was totally for teenagers.
Yeah, no, it's not. And, you know, it's always funny because people are like, are you guys going to have girls there? And most of our girls are between the ages of 5 and 15. So some of the older ones, yes, they'll be around. But the younger ones, it's not really appropriate for. So.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for our programs. But the films are definitely for adults.
Excellent. So Girls Inc. of Santa Fe is on the web at girlsincofsantafe.org. And how do people get involved? Actually, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, mm-hmm. you said a moment ago there are wonderful people who you train to work with these girls. What does it take? Like, what are the qualities that these people have? Are they like counselors or teachers? Or
we call them facilitators because they facilitate the programs. It's much different than teaching. We never usually work from worksheets, and it's rarely someone standing at a board talking to the girls. They facilitate and they actually do the activities with the girls, which is pretty neat. It really ranges. We've had staff that have had their master's degrees, that have degrees in education. We've had staff that are just out of high school, and some staff that are kind of facilitators in training that are still in high school. So it's really varied, and we like that a lot because our girls are very diverse, so we like to have a diverse staff. And we, you know, some staff come in and they have never worked with kids, and we train them and they're the best facilitators, and some staff come in and they've been a teacher for 20 years and they have a really hard time getting into the mode of facilitating, and kind of from our point of view. So it's tricky, but they're all very qualified people and extensively trained by us.
So if people are listening and maybe they know a girl who might want to get involved, what should they do?
Absolutely. They should give us a call at 982-2042. And we can kind of talk to them about what programs we have going on, maybe out in their neighborhood or at our center that they might be interested in getting engaged with. At our center, we do charge tuition, but it's on a sliding scale based on income. And we don't turn anyone away. So if your income doesn't really fit where you would be on our scale, if you look at our scale and you're like, oh, I can't afford that, don't let that intimidate you because we don't turn anyone away. We will work with you to make sure the tuition fits everyone. And almost 100% of our girls are on some form of scholarship, whether that's, you know, they pay the minimum amount or they pay in between. The scale is really broad. So they can just come in and see us or give us a call at our office, and we'll walk them through it. So,
and once again, the number is 982-2042.
Yep.
Kim Brown and Rinda Stevens, thank you so much for being with us on Radio Cafe.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us. It was a pleasure.
It's wonderful. Thank you.